Good evening. You're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. I'm Nadav, and with me on the other end of the phone line from Portland, Oregon, is Miss Alana Rebel and her lovely assistant, Kevin Mayfield. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Great.
You were basically, I only actually learned about you recently. Truth be told, I saw the album on the Aquarius Records list. But I know the bands that you used to be in, the Last of the Juanitas and the Juanita Family.
Yep.
How long have you been doing the solo thing?
Well, I guess I kind of just started. I just decided to go solo about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, probably mm-hmm. 2 years, maybe.
Maybe 2 years.
Okay, cool.
I figured I had enough people come in and out of the band that it was kind of cheesy to try to keep the same name for a band. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you've got a good name for a solo artist.
My punk rock name.
Yeah. And befitting a punk rocker, you guys are playing, you told me right now, from a produce market.
Yeah. Speaking of punk rock, how about fresh produce? Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny, yeah. My life has been weird, I guess.
It's rad.
Yeah, it's rad. No complaints over here.
Cool. Well, you want to launch into a song, and then we can talk a little more?
Yeah, let's play a song here. We thought we'd start off with one that Kevin and I wrote together, actually. Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah. All right, thanks.
What was that called? It's sounding great.
I guess we're calling it I'll Be Good.
Yeah.
I'll Be Good. Inspired by being not very good sometimes.
Yeah.
don't say that. It's sounding really good, actually. I think you'll be
fine. Well, we're just trying to be good.
I'm not talking. Yeah. Outside of music, choices that we make in life.
Sure. What's, Kevin, what's your musical background?
I've been playing for a long time now. I used to work in studios. I worked for a film score composer for a long time. A guy named Mark Mancina, who he wrote the scores to movies that we all know and love, like the Speed movies and Bad Boys and Twister.
I know and love all of those movies.
Oh, and the best one, Con Air.
I don't know. Is Con Air really better than Twister?
Well, you got John Malkovich. That's
true.
No, but I've just been playing for a long time.
Cool.
You and two?
I feel like we're a little bit out, but... Yeah, we had our Christmas party last night. The work party finally got to have our Christmas party. So,
yeah, because we were snowed in up here.
Yeah, we were snowed in during Christmas time, and then the place we were supposed to go do it was closed. And then a bunch of people went out of town, so finally everybody's back, and we partied last night. Kevin and I ended up staying over at Amanda's house and... Well, trying to finish up the leftover beers. It's kind of a bad scene, but it's just good that we don't do this every day. We're kind of feeling a little crusty.
Is the office of the produce market littered with empties?
What's that?
Is the office of the produce market littered with empties?
Oh, no, the party wasn't at
the market.
The
party wasn't here, thank God, yeah. No, we did it up at Amanda's house.
But we do have shows here. It's kind of a venue
we do.
As well.
We will
as
have shows
market.
Here sometimes. Yeah. About once a month we try to change the... We show art and have some local bands playing stuff.
Wow, that sounds like my kind of produce market.
Well, I think it's pretty special. It's a unique little spot for sure. But, let's play some more tunes.
Yeah.
Please.
What about Little Bear? You want to do that one?
Yeah.
Little Bear? Going off of the new album. You remember how to play it on guitar?
I remember how to play it on keyboards.
Things will work out in the end. rehearse that one.
It's funny. I guess you can't see it over the radio, but you can probably imagine it if I tell you. You know, in the Muppets, when the band always finishes a song, and they all look at each other and wave their heads around.
Yeah.
We started doing that one day at band practice, and now we can't stop.
I wish
after
I could
play,
see
we
that.
Just go, oh yeah, that was a good one, Bert.
I know. I actually only know that because I watched The Muppets Take Manhattan like 2 weeks ago.
They're great. I love them.
Oh yeah, it's so good.
That is an era that is, you know.
Yeah, a golden,
it was a very special moment in time and art and creativity.
Yeah, for sure.
Very special.
They don't make kids entertainment like that anymore.
Just really
different. Or entertainment in general.
Yeah. Not that it's, you know, better or worse or whatever, but it's definitely just never going to be the same.
Yeah.
That was a period of time when you could still, like, ride around on the back of a motorcycle with your dad and not have a helmet on. You know, it just was different.
Yeah.
Anyway, God bless the 70s.
Well.
And early 80s. Anyway, yeah.
Should we play some more tunes?
Please.
Yes, let's do it. Let's play a James Jordan song. James Patrick Jordan. You want to play Purify?
Yeah.
This is a buddy of ours from Tucson wrote this song. It's in A. My heart, stained with sin. I've let the waves world in. Won't you set my spirit free? What I've come to be, purify my soul, burn me, temper me, holy. I want to see beauty of it all. 'Cause I walk streets paved by corruption, and I live in a world of deceit where my into a solo. Yeah. I normally rip a shred. on a solo, but that song's on the new album.
Hey, we're pressed for time, though.
Editing for time. yeah, that song's on the new album. New album actually came out, last fall, but it's going to be re-released in the UK on Loose Records. That's the point
of
interest.
Exciting.
Any plans to tour over there or to tour regionally here?
What's that?
Any plans to tour the UK or to tour regionally here?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're just waiting for it hasn't come out yet over there, but yeah, as soon as it does, I definitely want to go. We went there about 3 years ago, the Juanita family, and so fun. I definitely want to hit it again. I mean, last time we went, we did a BBC session. That was pretty cool. Hopefully we'll be able to do something like that again this time. But we'll see. We just have to see how it goes.
Didn't they recorded you on the BBC, right?
Mm-hmm. That's how they do those now. They just record it all in advance, and then they play it on the show in segments.
Who did that show?
Hugh Stevens.
Yeah.
Hugh Stevens. You got anything you want to play off of this album?
I like the slow jams.
The slow jams? Let's try it.
We call it, the band has been calling it slow jams, but what is it really
called? It's actually called When I'm Gone. Thank you. Okay. So there's that one.
All right.
Nodding and smiling.
Yeah, let's just keep rolling.
What's that?
Let's just keep rolling.
Keep rolling, yeah. I want to play the Loneliest Love Song.
Can you describe the office setting while you do that?
Huh?
Can you describe the office setting that you're in?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, it's a small little room with yellow walls. We have a bunch of papers stuck to stuck to the wall with phone numbers. We also have some labels, produce labels. A really nice one from Buffalo brand, U.S. number one potatoes. It's got a nice picture of Buffalo. Got our first employee picture, too, hanging from the wall. Gigantic framed photograph of all the people that first started working here. It's messy. It's a little messy. But it's functional. Got a big desk.
How long have you guys been open?
Well, a year in October for us, but the market was here for about I think 11 years before we took it over. Both Amanda and I both worked for the previous owner, and when he decided to sell the place, we took it over. It's kind of an important little hub in the community, so we couldn't, we just couldn't stand to see it go, so we tried to, just trying to make it work, you know.
Cool. A lot of musicians here, too.
Yeah, we got a good crew, bunch of ratties.
Everybody who works here, yeah.
Bunch of rad ratties working here, too. Good little spot. How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds all right.
More songs? You want to play that, want to play the Whiskey Ring song?
Yeah, I like that song.
That's totally a soloing song, I like.
How about,
what's that? Dreaming about you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you hear the ice machine in the background? Did you hear that?
I love all the background noise, actually.
Yeah, guys coming in and getting a bucket of ice for the bar next door.
We have, there's one sound in the background that I totally heard while we were playing that.
Uh-huh.
And we have this one shopping cart that... It's a beeping noise.
It totally was... It was living at another grocery store, one of those chain grocery stores, and then somehow it made its way away from that parking lot. But there's like a mechanism on it that I think is like an alarm sort of thing.
and every once in a while, we had
this shopping cart there for years, and it was just sitting there being a shopping cart. But just recently, like in the last couple of
Because it got so cold or something.
I don't know. It started going, bee boo. It yells. Everyone's like, if you move it around, it's all bee boo.
And it's really funny because we've all kind of made up stories about, like, what does that shopping cart want?
Is he, like, missing its old grocery store?
Or maybe it's like, hey, thanks for bringing me over here.
Maybe it likes it over here. I don't know.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Beboo. It's Beboo. I could hear him.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that came up on the recording.
Could you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it, but maybe I'll catch it later when I listen on headphones.
Beboo. Anyway. How's it going? Should we play
some
more?
Yeah, where are you at right now? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm in Davis, California at KDVS.
Oh, nice. How's the weather there right now?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I moved here from Boston, so this is heaven. I mean, it's
nice.
It's you know, February and it's 65. I have no complaints.
Yeah, no kidding.
KDVS is a great station.
They've
hosted a lot of cool musicians.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding. It's cool
to
be involved
with. Folk is out of there, right?
It is. Yep. Mr. Yeah. Michael Leahy.
Yeah, that guy's spun some of my records before. It's awesome. We should try to do a show out there.
You absolutely should.
You got good venues out there?
We can find some. We can make some.
I just listened to a record that was recorded there. I'm in the process of moving, so I'm getting rid of a ton of my record collection, which takes up rooms. Yeah, I have way too many, but I just listened to the other day this one that I found in there by a band called Venom P. Stinger. It was recorded there, and I don't know if you've ever heard of the band Dirty Three.
Yep, I know that band, but not the first one you mentioned.
It was these guys before they were in Dirty Three that were was recorded in Davis. It was great. Yellow Vinyl.
That, no kidding.
But, on just like punk rock.
That's real funny. Yeah, I know they offer their services as a recording studio here as well.
They do.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's cool. You must be stoked. They're letting you run your show out of there.
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched. That was actually all I knew about Davis, California before I moved out here, was that they had a cool radio station. And cool. Here I am.
And that's on campus there at UC Davis? Or?
It is, yeah.
Oh, cool. I was a DJ at UC Santa Cruz.
Okay, cool.
For a couple of years.
So in the Cal system. I guess we've got time for one more if you guys are up for it.
All right. Let's play one more. You want to do one that you sing more stuff on?
I don't care. I'm having fun.
The Tumble and Tumbleweeds?
Should we do
some old cowboy songs?
We're working on getting a record together. It's kind of like a huge endeavor for us because we're so busy, but we have a dream of putting together a three-part record, maybe on 7 inches or something, whereas you get one record of train songs, one record of union songs, and then one record of cowboy songs.
Ooh, all older traditional songs, or would you
guys
write some
covers in
that style as well?
Or originals if they fit in with the theme, but yeah. So we're just somehow have been gravitating to the cowboy ones first.
Yeah. And we've been playing them live, and I don't know, kind of changing them.
What, should we do the Rangers Command? That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
I love this song. I'm going to play the Rangers Command. It, I don't know who wrote it. I don't know how old it is or what, but we learned it from a Woody Guthrie record. Come all of ye cowboys
all over this land.
I'll tell you the law. The Rangers come in. Old age, six shooters, and never to run. As long as there's bullets in both of your guns. That she go with me to the cold round up and drank the hard liquor from a cold bitter cup. Started for the canyon in the fall of the year, expecting to get there with a herd of fast steers. Rustlers broke on us in the dead hours of night. She rose from her wonder. She battled to fight. Rose from her warm bed with a gun in each hand. Said, come on, you cowboys, and fight for your land. That's it.
Well, this has been great. Thank you so much.
This has been great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Any parting words?
Hey, only radness in 2009.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree with that.
Only radness.
2009, the year of radness.
Love and blessings to everybody.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
You've been listening to Lana Rebel with Kevin Mayfield on Phoning It In on KDVS Davis, 90.3, kdvs.org. Check her out online at lanarebel.com or myspace.com/lanarebel. Check us out at phoningitin.net and myspace.com/phoningitin. Thanks for listening.